Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance Slash Gear. It's not a show. It is Thursday. That's right. It's Thirsty Thursday. I don't know why everybody always has a hard time with that. I get it. You get it. It's after 5 o'clock. It's time to get thirsty. It is definitely time to get going. Tomorrow's Friday, and I tell you what, it's going to be with you. December the 15th, 2011. Coming right up, we're going to be teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. In our whole hour, our whole live hour today, we're going to be talking with 21st Century Firearms in Marion, Indiana, about hunting safety, about hunting, and, of course, about your right to bear arms. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Thursday. We'll be right back. We'll be teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
On North Washington Street in Marion. If you're going to have a deli sandwich, wouldn't you want to have a deli sandwich with more than just bread? The damn deli sandwich has meat in the sandwich and not in the price. Some are less than $5 and none are more than $6. The damn deli on North Washington Street below the Mill Restaurant, open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7. The damn deli. It's darn good.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the time of the show, this once a month, where we like to, call it our time with David the Gun Guy Fillers. David, which mic are you using, buddy?
The black one.
The black one?
The black one.
All right. Welcome, as always.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's good to be here.
Okay, have you configured your zombie apocalypse answer yet? Hold it. Don't tell us yet. I just want to know if you've figured it out.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Before we get to Dave, Barry Bunker. Nope, that's the wrong one. So you got me all...
Read the 21st century one again.
We will get that done before your time ends. All right, when I need a new carpet, I did what everybody else did. I went and checked out all the big home improvement box stores, and when I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly. Service. You know what I'm talking about if you've tried it. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, Lehman Floor Covering also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion, Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor, and you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years. Again, they would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He's waiting for your phone call and to get you a free estimate. 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them online at laymanfloorcovering.com. Just head on up the road and visit their newly expanded store at 1940 Edna Avenue. All right, the way it works with David Fillers, David the Gun Guy Fillers, owner of 21st Century Firearms, he has a $100 gift card to 21st Century Firearms. You call in, you ask your questions, and it could involve hunting, it can involve gun laws, can I shoot it? I think we already included, that's a new category for us, correct?
Yes, sir.
Anything to do with guns, 765-662-1400. Again, 765-662-1400 with your gun question. And you could win a $100 gift card, which would come in really handy just before Christmas, wouldn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got an email, wants to know, what is the zombie apocalypse and how do I defend myself?
Well, the zombie apocalypse is basically when a virus is going to get loose in the future. It's a virus that is a subset of the vampire virus. So it came from that. It kind of mutated over time. But, you know, scientists have this virus in underground bunkers and whatnot, and sooner or later, you know, things get out. I mean, we've seen it with all these other viruses. They get out.
You know, those movies, they were based on true stories. Dawn of the Dead, all that stuff, right?
Well, that's what I believe, but, you know, I mean, a lot of that's been suppressed by the government, and, I can see the government actually getting ready for this. We've got this defense bill, I think, what is it called, 2012 Defense Appropriation Bill?
It's something like that.
Okay, yeah. They know that American citizens are going to get this virus, and they're getting ready for it. They want to basically take American citizens that they think have this virus and take them out of the country and put them in stockades or whatnot. And so they're getting ready. They're going to declare America this battleground. I believe the president said he was going to veto it, but now he's going to sign it. So
he doesn't want to become a zombie.
Well, I think he's got some inside information from the CIA or whatnot, and they're getting ready for it. So if the government is ready for it, I think we need to be ready for it. So how do we get ready for it? You know, over the last 2 weeks, I bet you I've had about a half a dozen businessmen that have contacted me. These are people that would not normally buy weapons, let alone an AR-15 or AK-47. I'm actually meeting with six businessmen Saturday morning that want, you know, a good handgun, a rifle, ammo, magazines, and they want some information on survival. How do I, you know, put back this zombie upheaval? So.
All right, if you have a question, 765-662-1400. If we choose your question, you will win a $100 gift card to 21st Century Firearms in Bluffton. Also with us at this time, we always join Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Tom, welcome.
And it is good to be here. And also to my listeners and any of your listeners, if they can't get through, they can get through to us. We have plenty of phone lines open, 917-889-8516, if you guys want to talk about gun safety or your right to bear arms.
You have any questions for Tom or for Dave?
Not at the moment. I was busy connecting our show and your show with all the social media outlets, so I'm ready to go here on my next turn. I pass this time.
All right, Dave. First of all, again, 765-662-1400 if you have a gun question. And again, any kind of gun question, hunting, gun safety, gun laws, anything to do with guns. And can I shoot it seems to be a popular category.
I like that one. I have to censor myself usually, but I like that one.
We will take your phone calls here at 765-662-1400. Quick break. When we come back, hopefully your calls, your questions, and a $100 gift card to be given away.
With the price of gas jumping up and down overnight, wouldn't you like to know how much a fill-up in your car is going to be? Central Indiana Ethanol is the local producer of clean-burning E85 and can deliver it to your home or business. Go to CIE.us or call 765-384-5800 and ask about an E85 delivered price of just $2.82 a gallon. Helping the local economy and reducing our dependence on foreign oil. It's Central Indiana Ethanol. Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grand County and the Gary Schneider Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Schneider Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Super Bowl 46 is coming to town, so come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL Experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-PIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa, the official card of the NFL.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
On the Gary Snyder Show. Again, we're here with David Fillers. We're taking your phone calls. If you have a gun question, want to know anything about guns, gun laws, gun safety, how to kill zombies, 765-662-1400. We will take your phone calls. We will take your phone calls. And the winner, we think your question's the best. You get a $100 gift card for the Gary for 21st Century Firearms. Caller, your name and what's your question?
My name's Ron, and I had a question for Dave. I was there a couple months ago at the gun at his gun store, and I'm not real familiar. I'm more familiar with semi-automatic pistols and stuff. But you had a like a AR-15 or something there that you had a conversion kit on it to make it, even though it's a semi-automatic, it made it more automatic. So I was just wanting to know more information on that.
Well, Ron, let's just not tell everybody like the ATF that I'm selling guns like that. Ron, that's what they call a slide fire. That is a bump. It's a actual stock that goes on the back of most, pretty much I'd say 99% of the AR-15s out there. What it does is you basically take the pistol grip off and replace it with a small plastic block, and you take the stock off, and you take this sliding stock, and you insert it on there. What that does is it basically enhances bump firing. It makes it easier to bump fire, which simulates full-auto firing. It is very successful.
Perfectly
it works.
Legal.
Perfectly legal, 100%. I'm not going to jail. I'm way too pretty. Yes, we do things right. But it basically assists you in bump firing, and I would say most people by the third or fourth mag can shoot a whole mag, 30 rounds, continuously without any problems. It's very easy to use, and it's just a fun thing to use.
Ron, anything else or any follow-up?
Does it make the trigger pull lighter then?
No, it doesn't affect the trigger pull at all. What it does is it provides a shelf for your trigger, and as you put the stock to your shoulder, you have your finger on this ledge that's in front of the trigger. you take the whole gun, where your forearm is, for your, if you're right-handed with your left hand, you pull it forward, and what that does is it causes the gun to go off, and you relax your left hand, and it basically slides back and forth. It uses the recoil to fire the gun, and so it's 100% legal. It's one trigger pull, gets one shot, but you're doing it extremely fast. And it is you would think it might be a gimmick, but it is not. We sell dozens and dozens of these things. My ammunition sales have skyrocketed. We get in pallets of 223. Oh, it's a fun. If you actually can go to our YouTube channel and search 21st Century Firearms Slide Fire, and you'll find a video of us and how to install it and how to shoot it. And the gentleman that did that video. It only took him the third mag to dump a whole magazine.
How much does the conversion cost, Dan?
All right, Ron, anything else?
No, that's it.
Hey, Ron, keep listening. We're going to have a $100 gift card giveaway, so listen and see if you win at the towards the end of the show.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Dave. Goodbye.
All right, great question, and those are kind of the questions we want. Tom, you have anything yet?
Yeah, I got a Twitter question here direct to the Balance Twitter, and I'm just going to read this to you. So, and I'm not a bow hunter, so I'm just going to kind of read this to you, and maybe you'll make sense out of it because it seems to me to be all over the world. Crossbow or compound bow, ? What are your thoughts on those? I personally like longbows and recurves. Crossbows are just another gimmick for marketing teams to build a new market. It's all about money. They're just trying to make it easy for the gun hunters so they can extend their seasons. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we do sell crossbows. I do not sell regular bows. We sell crossbows or two guns. They have a stock. They have a trigger. You don't have to pull back. If you can shoot a deer with a gun, I don't see any problems shooting a deer with a crossbow. Now, this year they are legal in the second part of archery season, and next year they're going to be legal for the whole archery season. There are some bow hunters that are upset, but I can tell you crossbows are a great tool to use. They can be more accurate for the less experienced, so you get a very clean kill in a deer. You don't have a bunch of deer running around with arrows sticking out of their butts. I mean, I think it's a good tool to use.
Now I'm picturing deer running around with arrows sticking out of their butts. Does that answer the question, Tom?
I guess. I'm not a bow hunter. I've never been bow hunting in my life, although I understand the sport of it. I guess maybe I'm just too lazy, but I hope that answers your question, Dustin, who sent us – Dustin 1, who sent the Twitter. So
we have another caller. Josh, you have a gun question.
Yeah, I moved recently from Missouri to Indiana, and I had purchased a Mosin Nagant for my deer hunting in Missouri. And I get here, I found I can't use a Mosin Nagant, pretty high-powered rifle for here, apparently. I know there are some rifles you can actually use here. What are the rifles you can use here in Indiana for deer hunting?
Commonly during gun season, folks use muzzleloaders. They'll use shotguns that use slugs. You have to use a slug, either a rifled slug a rifled slug for a plain barrel, smoothbore barrel, or a Sabo-type slug for a rifled barrel shotguns. But what is really popular are the 44 Magnums and 357 Magnums. Either they can be break opens, they can be lever, they can be bolt guns. Those are the hottest guns out right now. Now, each year it seems like DNR changes the regulations on what type of cartridges, and they have some cartridges out now that are based off the WSSM case that meets the specifications. And I believe there's something out there called a 358, kind of like a 357, but a 358 that uses that cartridge. And there are folks getting 500 and 600 yard shots with that rifle. I think it's like 2,500, 2,600 feet per second, probably using around 100 to 125 grain bullet. But commonly, a 44 Magnum, you can get a, usually the 44 Magnum H&R break opens, which is a great gun, sell for about $249, $269. Already comes with a mount, so all you have to do is put a scope on it, and you're ready to go.
Cool.
That answer your question, Josh? You have anything else?
Yeah, I have one more. I'm thinking of buying a rifle for, I have two boys, and I want to buy them a rifle to go hunting for like squirrel hunting and stuff. What's a good rifle, good beginning, inexpensive, good but a good rifle for kids?
I'm really favorable to the Ruger 10/22. They're about $249, $259 in that 2.5 area. The 10/22 has got a lot. It's a very reliable system. There's more 10/22s out there than any other 22 long rifle. Great rifle to use. We have a particular model that's a little bit more expensive that comes with a sliding adjustable stock. So for children that are, you know, that are smaller, that don't need the that can't use the long stock, the stock will actually collapse. So it's much more comfortable for them to use it. And as they get older, they can just bring the stock out longer, and they can use that gun forever. I mean, they can pass that particular gun on to their children, on to their grandchildren. If you want to go a little less expensive than that, a good Marlin 60. Marlin 60 is a great gun. The key with children is children nowadays get very bored easily. So bolt guns and break open guns, they don't keep children's interest, especially if you want to go out and train them and do some target shooting. My suggestion is always some type of semi-automatic 22 with some type of red dot scope. You get some people that say, hey, I want to teach my kid to shoot right. By golly, in the military, I had to use iron sights. Well, in today's world, you don't want children to get frustrated with learning, knowing how to line up this sight to that sight. Get them shooting early. Get them used to the sport. A simple red dot, like $45, $50 for a nice BSA red dot scope. You put the red dot on the target, you pull it, you're done. Later on, they can learn. Once they have those skills mastered, then they can learn about sight picture and how to line up sights.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Josh.
Got some good questions happening right now. Again, if you want to give us a call and you want to talk guns, you want to ask questions about guns, anything related to guns, although I have been warned, no more zombie questions. So sorry, Dave.
That was my wife, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, let me tell you about zombies.
And,
we do have.
We're going to take a quick break right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
Travel too far, shop Silvertown. You'll be surprised at all the gifts you can buy without spending a fortune. Weekly specials going on now through Christmas. Engraving is available to personalize your silver Christmas ingots and medallions. And custom gift baskets can be made while you browse. Elf on the Shelf books and DVDs, Debbie Brooks bags, and Sorelli jewelry are just a few of the new items we have to offer. Gift wrapping and layaway are available too. We have something for everyone, and price ranges for any budget here at Silvertown in our coin, gift, and jewelry. Silvertown, open weekdays 9 to 5 and Saturdays 9 to 4. Silvertown, on Union City Pike across from Winchester High School. Check out details online at silvertown.com.
This Christmas, when you put money in a Salvation Army kettle, expect change. Expect homes and hearts to be warmed. Expect empty stomachs and hungry souls to be fed. Expect need and despair to be transformed by hope and joy. Whether you give at our kettles or at SalvationArmyUSA.org, expect your contributions to change lives. The Salvation Army. Doing the most good.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can too by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career, too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grand County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. On 1400 WBAT.
Bringing local news to Sweetser, Converse, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The status of Justice Thurgood Marshall Intermediate School was the focus of the Marion School Board meeting last night. Superintendent Steve Edwards proposed new strategies in which the school system, the administration, the community, and parents can come together to make improvements happen, just as they did with Marion High School last year. The six areas will focus on a viable and guaranteed curriculum, focusing on student data, orderly school environment, quality classroom instruction, remediation and enrichment opportunities, and parent and community involvement. Nearly 1,000 Grant County children are receiving gifts today thanks to the Salvation Army Angel Tree Program. Each of the kids that were part of the program receives clothing and gifts thanks to the generosity of area residents. Lieutenant Jason Bigelow of the Grant County Salvation Army says the parents of those kids are very grateful.
People are saying basically thank you. A lot of the people are very grateful that we're able to help at this time. I know I was just talking to the gentleman who said they've had just a rough year, you know, a couple of children with some medical bills, and trying to make ends meet's been really tough this year, so they just really appreciate us being able to come alongside and alleviate some of that pressure just by providing some things for their kids for Christmas.
Bigelow says the Angel Tree program could not happen without a lot of volunteers who buy, sort, and wrap the gifts and make sure that each child gets what they need and want. Meanwhile, the local Salvation Army kettle drive is slowly moving forward. Lieutenant Jason Bigelow says there is still time to achieve this year's goal.
We've got a ways to go to reach our goal. I think my last numbers, we were at about 57% of our goal, and we've got, including today, 11 days of ringing left to go. So hopefully we can get that picked up, and it's a very important campaign to us because it's money that we'll use all year long, not just at Christmas time, but all year long to help those in need in Grant County.
The kettle collections have gotten some generous support recently from students at Indiana Wesleyan University and from an anonymous donor that left a gold coin in a local kettle worth $800. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and turning much colder with a low of 27. Friday, sunny and colder with a high of 37. Friday night, mostly clear and cold with a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 43. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. We have Dave Fillers with us. He is the gun guy, owner of 21st Century Firearms in Bluffton. Dave, say hi.
Hi.
Also with us, Tom Marquis, host of The Balance. Tom, say hi.
It is good to be here, sir.
And also, we have a call, Justin Fall, our local MPD Blue segment each Monday with Justin. Justin, you have a gun question?
I'd actually like to know if has the gun sales increased since the passing of the new Indiana law where basically you're allowed to transport weapons at free will, so to speak. That was just passed recently. Any increase in gun sales?
We've seen good gun sales pretty much all this year. Typically, summertime, you have a lull because it's, you know, folks are on vacation, they're spending the money on vacation. When kids get back in school, you know, parents buy school supplies, so there's a little bit of a slow 2 weeks. But usually it comes on strong now, and it will last till about springtime, then go back down again. I know about the law. I'm very familiar with it, but I don't know if it's really affect gun sales. What is affecting gun sales is basically the poor economy and a government that's out of control at this point.
Let me ask you this, Justin, and I know we talk about different subjects each week, but have you seen an increase in gun crimes here in Marion over the past year?
No. we haven't seen an increase, but any time a law like that is passed, obviously prosecutors and police officers, we do worry about those types of laws that are passed. Obviously, we're just like any other citizen. We contact our legislators and our reps, and we try to tell them, hey, this is not something that we would like to see. But there again, we're just one voice, and that's us doing it on our own. We're not the police department doesn't regulate us to do that, or we're not doing that on behalf of the Marion Police Department, obviously. We're just doing that on a personal level. But, you know, for me personally, I just agree that the felons should not have access to weapons. That's just my that's my personal belief. That's not the police department belief by any means. But that's my personal belief.
I think that's a good belief, Justin. I don't believe they should have guns either. I mean, felons, of course, we can't. I mean,
well,
we can't sell to them, of course, because they're checked
in. Up in Waterloo this morning, where a convicted felon out on whatever he was out on shot a police officer in the face this morning up in Waterloo. So thanks a lot, Justin. Drive safely.
Thanks, Justin.
We just had one that was shot in Indianapolis too a couple days ago. So,
hey, Justin, drive safely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, if you have.
Okay, well, we're trying to team back up with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT in Marion. Seems that we've lost our connection to them thanks to the beautiful world of Skype. We're standing by, though, to try to get that issue connected, and we'll try to get you connected here just momentarily. If not, we'll be hosting the show ourselves here for the next few minutes. So we're trying to connect with him now on 1400 WBAT.
Where can I shoot it?
Yes.
State law.
Refer to state law if you can shoot it and when you can shoot it and what kind of license you can have and what you can shoot it with.
Tom, are you back yet?
We're back, sir.
We have John with us?
Not anymore. I think we lost him when whatever connection that we lost. So let's just keep going. I did have a question for you since the mic is turned back to me. And that certainly revolves around hunter safety. And one of the concerns that I have as an experienced hunter, and I know other experienced hunters have, is just basically opening up the state parks for a free-for-all. And I think that opens up the doors for a lot of inexperienced hunters. And if you remember right back in November, I think there was a guy from Fort Wayne that actually died up there at Chain O' Lake State Park during one of those reduction things. I think he got into a physical altercation with the deer. Now, that sounds humorous, but this is what the way I understand the story. He shot the deer. The deer didn't die, and he tried to kill it with his knife, and the deer ultimately ended up killing him. What are your thoughts about the deer reduction and that type of situation that can arise because of that?
Cruel irony.
Exactly. Well, I know that the deer in the state parks do need reduced, and I think
they need reduced everywhere. Because I'll tell you what, Dave, I don't know what you experienced, but it is like an obstacle course with these things driving home at night.
That's why I think you see a lot of the new regulations coming out with like the crossbows. They want to be able to take more deer, out of the habitat there. I understand the need to reduce the deer in state parks. I think the way they're doing it is probably a good way. You got some type of lottery there you get picked for. And I think it's good that we can use those assets, which our state tax dollars pay for. It should not be a safe zone where no deer get killed or taken out. I know that I've heard reports of people that disagree, hey, this is my area, get out of here. I think they should maybe do better assigning areas. Let people in the week prior that win the lottery, let them put up a deer stand and let them put their names on there and say, folks, that's your deer stand. Go there and stay there. You need to go directly there and come back out.
I've never done the state park thing. How does that work? If you want to go hunting in a state park, we have a couple of them over here in Huntington. How does that work?
Well, usually I put on my black clothes. I go out about midnight, and I use thermal imaging and night vision, and I make sure I have this thing over my head so no one can see me. That was a joke.
That's why I'm laughing.
I've never hunted at a state park, to be honest with you. I'm probably a little bit nervous to be out there. I hunt on my own property where I know that I'm fairly safe. I guess I'm lucky to have that kind of property and others can't. I've heard of instances at the gun shop where guys will come in and they'll talk about this guy took my deer, this guy did this. I think for the most part, hunters are courteous people. They're concerned, they want to go out, they want to enjoy the wildlife, they want to enjoy being outside. I think, you're going to have kind of some bad eggs, I guess, in anything you do. I mean, look at a football game. I mean, you probably get people that get drunk too much and get arrested and hauled off. You have, robbery.
Yeah, they should not be playing football.
Exactly. But, I mean, you're going to have that any time you get a group of people together. I mean, for the most part, people are good. I mean.
All right, if you have a gun question, gun law, hunting, whatever, we'll take your phone call, 765-662-1400 again, 765-662-1400. Question of the day wins a $100 gift card to 21st Century Firearms just in time for Christmas, I might add. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It was recently announced that Walgreens is no longer accepting many insurance providers' plans for prescriptions. Included in that list are TRICARE, military retirees, Anthem for city employees, and other employment plans. Don't worry, all those plans are still accepted at Medi-Cap Pharmacy by Urban Harvey. So don't dismay. Your insurance plan for prescriptions is still good at Medi-Cap. 715 South Baldwin Avenue in Marion. Call Urban Harvey at 664-6100 for more information. That's 664-6100.
It's time for your weekly update on Grant County basketball. 1400 WBAT and Buffalo Wild Wings present Chalk Talk. Stay with us for the next hour. WBAT Sports Director Jim Brunner visits with our local boys basketball coaches. This evening's show is sponsored by Rolling Meadows Healthcare Center, Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, and Rusty Jack Allstate Insurance. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Marion, here's Jim with this edition of Grant County Basketball Chalk Talk on WBAT.
Salva 2000 has been claimed. This is Network Indiana News.
Make your holidays a hit with the new Money Bag Multiplier Scratch Off from the Hoosier Lottery. There's plenty of ways to win, with 20 chances on the front, plus 10 more chances to win on the back, in a top prize of $100,000. With Money Bag Multiplier, you can haul in even more prizes and multiply your winnings up to 50 times. Put some fun under your tree with the Money Bag Multiplier Scratch Off from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of many new games on sale now. Play your favorite today. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying. Two concert stages, national, local, and regional acts. Zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun.
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January 27th through February 5th. Entry is free.
21st Century Firearms, They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. To their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It all at 21st Century Firearms.
Store.
Did some. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT. Also joining us, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good evening. It's good to be here.
All right, we also have a caller on the line. Caller, your name and what's your question for Dave, the Gun Guy Fillers?
Yeah, this is James, and this is actually a question on actually, a gun permit law. I don't know if that fall under your category. I was wanting to know if the Indiana gun carrying permit, if that's a concealed permit or if you're allowed to carry it out on the open on your persons.
That's a really good question. If you look at your permit, it's a license to carry handgun. It does not specify whether it's concealed or what they call open carry. There are folks that open carry. We see them come in the gun store. I see them at Walmart. And there's most people do what they have concealed carry. So it is a license to carry. You can open carry or you can conceal carry. My personal preference, concealed carry. I would prefer that my threat not know that I have a gun. And I really don't care to upset someone at Walmart while I'm picking up a gallon of milk to go home. It just, for me, it's not good sense.
I can tell you, I was walking out of Applebee's about a month ago, and someone got up from the bar with his wife with me and another guy, walking out, gun hanging off his side, and I'm thinking, perfect.
You were safe. Carrying a gun, you have certain responsibilities to be safe with it, to be trained with it, and when you carry a gun, you shouldn't take part in alcohol or anything that would basically impair your judgment, which is very bad.
Right now, most news stories that involve guns somehow involve the phrase alcohol and in the trailer park.
And the pickup.
And the pickup. James, anything else?
Excuse me?
Go ahead, James.
Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. I've had a permit for quite a while, but I wasn't exactly clear on whether it was a concealed or carry in the open like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not required, you're not required to tell a police officer if you get stopped that you have a gun. But I personally do. I don't want to be able, you know, if I get stopped, I say, officer, I mean, I've got a license to carry handgun, and I have a handgun on me, or I've got one in the back, or I've got five underneath the seat. I just prefer to tell them it's out of courtesy.
You don't like yelling, surprise!
Yeah, it's just not a good move. I mean, our law enforcement have a hard enough time trying to determine all the new laws and dealing with people that might not like to follow those laws. I mean, I got stopped, I hate to say it, I got stopped for the first time in 15 years by a state police officer in the southern part of Indiana. Very nice gentleman. I still got a ticket. But anyways, very nice gentleman. He came up, very courteous. He said, license registration. I said, yes, sir, and just so that you know, I have a license to carry in Indiana, and I have a few guns in the truck. And he just smiled at me and said, well, just don't shoot me, and we're good to go. I mean, so
okay.
Just a friendly, hey.
That's a great way to break the ice.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's important. I mean, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, if you're cooking meth, maybe you should not try that approach, though.
Right, that would be bad.
Anything else, Jim?
No, that's all I needed to know.
All right, thank you for the call.
All right, we're taking your phone calls for the last few cooking meth. 765-662-1400 if you have a question. How about you, Tom? Any more questions today?
Well, you know, I do have a question. I guess it falls under the can I shoot it question or category. I know a lot of people, especially people who have private property, have a lot of what I would consider nuisance animals, coyotes, crows. But also, I know
children.
A lot of people, children, but I know a lot of people deal with geese. And obviously, people would know not to shoot a goose inside of a subdivision. But, you know, these Canadian geese can be very, very irritating. So I've heard that you can't shoot them no matter what. So is there certain animals that you can shoot if they're a nuisance and some that you cannot?
Yeah, there are certain nuisance animals like groundhogs and if you're a landowner, coyotes and there is a coyote season though, but there are certain regulations to follow. There actually is a Canadian goose season, but you just can't. You got to stay within season and use the proper equipment and follow, you know, have a hunting license and whatnot. I have them land on my pond from time to time. They are a nuisance. They leave a mess. You know, I'll go over there and just, you know, shoo them away. You know, run their ATV around the pond a few times, and they're usually gone. They won't stay around where there is activity. But they are good eating if you ever eat one.
We're taking your phone calls at 765-662-1400. If you want to give us a call, ask Dave a gun question. We had our first "Can I shoot it?" question of the day. That answer your question, Tom? You've shot one inside city limits before, haven't you?
No. But I tell you what, in the subdivision that I live at here in Indianapolis, and it's a very quiet place right by Eagle Creek, yeah, we have a huge problem with it. And, you know, I know we can't shoot them, but I certainly would like to stick my dog on it or something. And they breed.
Perfectly legal?
I'm not the dog guy. I'm just the gun guy and crossbow guy.
Well, they breed and they come after you.
765-662-1400 if you have a question about guns, gun safety, gun laws, hunting, can I shoot it? We've already said no more zombie questions. So let me ask you this. What's left of deer hunting season and what's left of hunting season? So
I think you should check the Indiana DNR site just to make sure, but I think we've got a little bit of muzzleloader left, and then I think we'll be done for the year.
Caller, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunate turn of events. My son has been charged with a Class D felony for battery. One punch and... that's all it took, and it's a felony charge. He's 18 years old, presently lives with me. At least I figure he will when he gets out of jail. Now, my question is, will he be able to get a, if he is convicted of the felony, will he be able to get a hunting license and keep a gun in the in his home? And also, if not, will he be able to live with me if I keep a gun in my home, in our home?
To be safe, he needs to talk to his probation officer when he gets out. Like I said, I'm not a police officer, I'm not a prosecutor, not a probation officer. However, I know he will not be able to have guns around him, and that includes, I'm pretty sure, if he comes to live with you, you'll need to remove all guns from your house. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to deal with that. He cannot have access to guns pretty much the rest of his life.
Wow.
That answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, we need to start wrapping things up here real quick, Dave. Got any Christmas special?
Well, I guess we lost Gary. And that's okay. We'll be right back here with hour number two, as heard, of the Gary Snyder Show. And, you know, I don't know, we were having some technical difficulties. I tried to bear through it there, and I do apologize to our listeners here. Because we get him on like once a month, and we love to talk hunting, and we love to talk about your right to bear arms, and I think that's very, very important. So I apologize for any technical difficulties that, we may have had right here on the show. We'll be right back with more of the Balance/Gary Snyder Show with hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show as heard on 1400 WBAT.
It's a challenge.
Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
This is The Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Thank you, Merce, for bringing us back. We were lost. Now we're found. All right. Our next guest. She comes straight to us from MTV, Breanne Heldman. We're talking Golden Globe nominations. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you so much. You ready for some Golden Globes action? Because it's coming at you, whether you're ready or not.
I am, and, you know, to be honest, I'm looking over some of these nominations, and, you know, I don't see Harry Potter or The Hangover 2, so I may be out of the loop a little bit, but just first, real quick, tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do and where you do it.
I'm here at MTV Networks. I'm senior editor of nextmovie.com. We're a new site that launched about a year ago, and we cover all things movies from fashion to film. Of course, we're pretty excited about the Golden Globes. It's a big day here. But you just brought up Harry Potter, and that is one of our biggest snubs. The movie was so good. The whole series deserves a nomination for just as an accolade for the whole thing.
You know, I loved Harry Potter. I love the series. And, you know, while I think probably the last one was probably the best one, I'm still going to go with the first one because, hey, it was the one that got everything started. But how Harry Potter could not be in there is just beyond me.
I hope Oscar makes up for this. But I'm not thinking it will, unfortunately.
Well, let's start right at the top here. And I'm on the MTV website right now looking at some of the nominations. Let's start with Best Motion Picture Drama.
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's a six-horse race between The Descendants, The Help, Hugo, The Ides of March, Moneyball, and War Horse. Certainly, The Descendants and The Help are front runners here. They both have five nominations each. I would put my money on The Descendants, but it's still a month away. It's going to be a good race yet.
You know, and I have not seen any of these. I've heard of Moneyball and almost went and saw that. I have the DVD sitting at home for The Help that my wife is going to make me watch tomorrow. So you're putting your money on The Descendants and George Clooney then.
I am, and I think he'll take Best Actor Drama. He's up against Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, Ryan Gosling, and Brad Pitt.
All right, next one, Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama. Some big names there. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Well, this had one of the biggest surprises of the day. Rooney Mara got nominated for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is exciting, especially given that the movie is coming out within the next week. And she's an up-and-comer. I always like to see an up-and-comer. I mean, Meryl Streep and Glenn Close are amazing, and they're phenomenal in these movies. But it's always nice to see someone young and attractive get a nomination as well. And, of course, Viola Davis is a scene stealer in The Help and deserved that nomination for sure.
Now, maybe you can clarify this a little bit for me because, again, I don't follow this like you do. But you had mentioned that The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is not out yet. So what's the criteria to be included in this Golden Globe nomination?
Well, the movies have to come out within the year, so it has to come out before December 31st. And of course, needless to say, the Hollywood Foreign Press got to screen it early.
And I assume that included you.
It didn't. I haven't gotten to see it yet.
All right. All right, let's move on to the next one. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. You've already thrown your considerable prowess behind The Descendants and George Clooney.
Yes, but I do think this is an amazing race. It's five incredible performances and five really worthy actors.
I can tell you right now, my wife's probably rooting for Brad Pitt.
Well, I'm rooting for Ryan Gosling, so there you go.
All right, next up, we have Best Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical. I don't see The Hangover 2 in there, but hey, who am I?
You know, and the funniest thing about this is I don't think under any circumstance is Drive. Ryan Gosling is nominated here for the movie Drive. Under no circumstance is that movie a comedy or a musical. I guess maybe they thought that the very active and loud 80s soundtrack qualified it as a musical, or they just wanted to nominate him twice. I mean, it's fine by me. I'm a Gosling fan, but it is a bit cheap.
You know, and again, I've seen The Hangover 2, funniest movie I've ever seen in my life, outdid the first one, but again, no nomination. Little disappointed.
Well, and Hangover did get the nominations last year.
All right. Up next, we have Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical. Some pretty big names in this one, too.
Absolutely. And again, there was a huge curveball. People were not expecting Carnage to get any nominations, and it took two slots here, one for Jodie Foster and one for Kate Winslet. And they're up against Charlize Theron for Young Adult, Kristen Wiig for Bridesmaid, and Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. This is really easily a two-dog race. It's going to be between Charlize and Michelle. And I don't want to guess really yet at this point. They're both amazing in those movies.
All right, I think you touched on this one, but we'll address it anyway. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical?
Yeah, you've got the Jean Dujardin, and I'm probably butchering that, from The Artist, Brandon Gleeson from The Guard, Joseph Gordon-Levitt from 50-50, Gosling from Drive, and Owen Wilson from Midnight in Paris. It's a weird race because I really don't think most of those movies even qualify as comedies or musicals. I would maybe go with Owen Wilson. I think he'll be the popular choice on this, or Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Why do they include musical and comedy together?
Well, there aren't that many musicals per year. And I guess there really aren't that many good comedies. So why not bunch them together?
All right, next up, at least we're going to cover here, Best Animated Feature Film. I have seen Rango, and that's about it.
Well, it's Rango, Adventures of Tintin, which comes out around Christmas. Puss in Boots, Winnie the Pooh, and Arthur Christmas. I think this is a pretty easy race, and it'll go to Tintin.
All right, let me scroll down here because we have to do that. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a motion picture.
You've got two nominees from The Help, so you might want to watch that one.
I am tomorrow.
And then you've got Shailene Woodley, the young actress who's from Secret Life of an American Teenager and goes toe-to-toe with George Clooney in The Descendants, as well as the star from The Artist. So it's a great race, but I think it'll be down to Octavia Spencer from The Help and Shailene Woodley from The Descendants.
All right, we're playing Golden Globes game here with our guest, Brianne Heldman from MTV. Next up, we have, Best Director, Motion Picture.
Oh, okay, Best Director. Of course, a lot of familiar names here, with the exception of the artist director, whose name I will not even attempt. It's Woody Allen, George Clooney, Alexander Payne, and Martin Scorsese.
You could have went with just Michael.
I think it's Michelle.
Okay, see, I shouldn't have tried it.
I... I think it could be anyone's guess on this one. Certainly Woody Allen has been here before, as has Martin Scorsese. George Clooney is kind of nice to throw in there, and Alexander Payne, we've seen it before as well. I think it could be, you know, if I'm totally guessing here, I think it could be Scorsese. Hugo's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's his first attempt at a family-friendly film, and it's stunning.
All right, I did skip one, so my apologies. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture.
This one's a fun category with a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. We've got Kenneth Branagh, who's always been around, but Albert Brooks is back in Drive. Jonah Hill, not someone you expected to be a Golden Globe nominee anytime soon, for Moneyball, as well as Viggo Mortensen and Christopher Plummer. Again, a really good race. I think Albert Brooks right now has a lot of the momentum, as does Christopher Plummer, so it could go either way.
All right, we're going to skip all the ones that I really could care less about and move right to Best Television Series Drama.
All right, so you've got American Horror Story, Boardwalk Empire, Boss, Game of Thrones, and Homeland. Certainly, HBO loves to wipe up the awards, so Game of Thrones versus Boardwalk Empire is probably anyone's guess where they'll go. And Homeland has a lot of momentum, so I don't know. I think it's not going to be pretty for FX or Stars.
That's probably why I haven't heard of any of these, because I don't have HBO. All right, best performance by an actress in a television series, drama.
So you have Claire Danes from Homeland, Marielle Enos from The Killing, Juliana Margulies from The Good Wife, Madeline Stowe from Revenge, and Callie Thorne from Necessary Roughness. I think that's the perfect example of the Golden Globes really likes to honor newer shows. We've really only got one show that's been around for a little while, which is The Good Wife. And even that has only been around for a couple of years. So it's anyone's guess. They love to give these big awards to the unexpected person. I personally will be rooting for Marielle Enos from The Killing. She's pretty amazing.
All right, next up, best performance by an actor in a television series drama.
You've got a lot of your HBO stars and Showtime people here. You've got Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, Kelsey Grammer from Boss, Jeremy Irons from The Borges, and Damian Lewis from Homeland. I think it will be a race between Buscemi and Damian Lewis. Homeland has a lot of buzz right now, but Buscemi won the Emmy. So I think it'll be him.
All right, next up we have Best Television Series, Comedy or Musical. I'm going to go with Modern Family. Love the show.
I am too. I'm right there with you. However, if they do decide to throw a curveball, the Hollywood Foreign Press loves a new show. I could see them giving it to The New Girl.
All right, next up, best performance by an actress in a television series, comedy or musical.
This, however, is where I think they will honor the new show, and I think they will give this award to Zooey Deschanel for The New Girl over Laura Dern for Enlightened, Tina Fey for 30 Rock, Laura Linney for The Big C, and Amy Poehler for Parks and Rec.
Love Amy Poehler and Parks and Rec, and hey, just another TV show making fun of Indiana here.
Aw. Well, and where is Julie Bowen? I mean, seriously, how do you do this category and not put Julie Bowen from Modern Family in there?
I agree. You see her all over, especially a lot of commercials here of late. All right, best performance by an actor in a television series, comedy or musical?
You've got Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock, David Duchovny from Californication, Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory, Thomas Jane from Hung, and Matt LeBlanc from Episodes. So, yeah, Matt LeBlanc is back, Mr. Friends. And the big surprise, I think, among all the TV nominations was usually you see Jim Parsons in the nomination for Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical Series from The Big Bang Theory, and this time it's Johnny Galecki. So that's kind of interesting. I think they'll go with Alec Baldwin. He's the safest choice.
Even with the latest airplane incident.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that any American Airlines employees are among the 90 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
It would be an interesting vote if they were, though.
It certainly would. It certainly would. In which case, I think it would maybe go, I don't know, Johnny Galecki. It could be him. Or they'll give it to Mr. Friends.
All right, we got to start wrapping things up here. I know we're not done with all of the nominations and your predictions. Just real quick, maybe give us one or two more categories that you're really looking at and what we should be watching maybe for an upset.
Oh, with TV, I think the supporting actor category is super exciting. When you've got your supporting characters for the Golden Globes involve all of the comedies, all of the dramas, and all of the TV movies and miniseries. So you've got Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones against Guy Pearce from Mildred Pierce and Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. And how do you choose? They all three deserve that award. I think it'll be Dinklage or Stone Street, but you never know. Same thing with supporting actress. How do you put Sofia Vergara, who's amazing and hilarious on Modern Family, against Evan Rachel Wood, who was stunning in Mildred Pierce, but it's a completely different experience to watch. I have no idea which way they'll go. It depends on who enjoys really serious stuff and who likes to laugh.
You know, let me ask you this. Are the Golden Globes usually a precursor to what to expect, at least in the movie categories, at the Oscars?
Definitely. It definitely is a precursor. And you've got the Golden Globes are on January 15th, and then the Oscar nominations come right behind it on January 24th.
All right, if you're joining us here, we're wrapping up our conversation with Brianne Heldman. She is an editor for MTV and covers movies with them. Real quick, Brianne, where can people find your work? Twitter, Facebook, websites, all that good stuff.
You can find our work and all of our predictions as well as the snubs at www.nextmovie.com and follow us on Twitter at nextmovie, and we're also on Facebook.
Thanks a lot, Brianne, and I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Brianne Heldman. Any of you guys pay attention to the Golden Globes? I'm not really into the movie and the awards season. I know some of you out there are. Quite frankly, it bores me. And, none of the movies or TV shows I like, except for the exception of Modern Family that I see in there, I've never seen. So, although I'm going to see The Help tomorrow. So look forward to that. Quick break. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Greetings. This is Mark Draves, the president and CEO of Carey Services. Throughout my 40-year professional career, I have been a fair share giver to the United Way. Each year, the employees of Carey Services rank in the top 5 total employee givers to the United Way across all Grant County employee groups. Why? Because we believe the United Way is the gold standard of charitable organizations. There is no more effective way to help our friends, neighbors, and family in their time of need than through the United Way. Let's all continue to live united.
Are you sure there's room for that?
I'll make it fit.
Before you reach the point when a bike is all that can fit in your two-car garage, call the WVAT Swap Shop Program. We'll field your calls shortly after 9 a.m. each weekday. Plus, we'll place your items on our website. Soon, you'll have more room and more cash.
Nice. No more scraping.
Now you'll have more time to shovel the driveway.
If you tell it, we can sell it. Sell, buy, trade, or give away items on the Swap Shop weekday mornings on 1400 WBAT.
Network Indiana News.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying. 2 concert stages, national, local, and regional acts. Zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun, fun, fun!
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January 27th through February 5th. Entry is free. Check IndianapolisSuperBowl.com for details.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and
all right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I want to thank Brianne Heldman from MTV and sharing the Golden Globe nominations and her predictions with us here on the Gary Snyder Show. All right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also wanted me to remind you they still have Gravely, Hustler, and Indiana's own Dixie Chopper mowers in stock, priced to deal. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them today, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, quick break. When we come back, we will have Abdul. Do I need to use anything else? Abdul, I think he is a one-name presence now, at least on this show. Abdul, up next here on the Gary Snyder Show.
In the book of Matthew, it says, "The angel said, 'Do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" Rich, Deidre, Trey, and Sophie Orell want to remind you of the true reason for the Christmas season. Have a blessed Christmas from Rich, Deidre, Trey, and Sophie Orell.
WBAT, WCJC, WMRI, and WXXC are looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Carolyn Bush at 820 South Pennsylvania Street, P.O. Box 839, Marion, Indiana, 46952, or email csbush@wbat.com. WBAT, WCJC, WMRI, and WXXC are equal opportunity employers and encourage minorities and females to apply.
The amazing one-of-a-kind Christmas show you've come to love is coming this weekend to the F. Ritchie Walton Auditorium at Marion High School. It's the annual CSA Christmas show, and it's set for this Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m. You can purchase your tickets at the Community School of the Arts office, 305 South Adams Street, or stop by the auditorium afternoon this week. Don't miss the annual Community School of the Arts Christmas show this Friday at 7 p.m. at Marion High School.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
From now until New Year's Eve, you have the wonderful opportunity to see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. Promotionally sponsored by this station, IWU, GP Design, Atlas Foundry, and the Chronicle Tribune, the Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion boasts over 2.5 million lights, over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and a holiday cafe.
Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view the spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights is proudly brought to you by
Miller's Merry Manor, Abbey Carpet, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Homes, Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, and Drs. Bruner, Root, and Sneed.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. Two persons have been arrested in connection with a burglary in Sweetser Tuesday. Police apprehended 34-year-old Mark Carroll of Mount Summit, Indiana, following a report of a burglary along North Greenberry Street in Sweetser. Carroll has been charged with felony burglary and a misdemeanor count of resisting law enforcement. After arresting Carroll, police noticed a van with no plates and arrested 29-year-old Lindsay Martin of Gas City. She's been charged with possession of stolen property. Both remain held in the Grant County Jail. First Farmers Bank and Trust is growing again with the addition of a bank in Paris, Illinois. First Farmers will buy First Citizens Corporation of Paris, Illinois, and make it a subsidiary of First Farmers. The bank has branches in Paris and Oakland, Illinois, and in Terre Haute, Indiana. Officials expect the deal to be finalized in early 2012. First Farmers is based in Converse and currently has 20 branches in 11 Indiana cities. And the annual Grant County Care and Share event concluded successfully Wednesday. The organization partnered with the City Garage to distribute 575 baskets, equivalent to 2 weeks' worth of groceries for eligible needy families. Yesterday's event sparked heavy traffic in downtown Marion, and the City Police Department stepped into direct traffic flow. UAW Local 977 President and Care and Share Coordinator Dave Walker expressed his gratitude toward the volunteers and everyone else who made this year's campaign a success.
The great people of Grant County that donate their time, effort, and money, that's what makes it very, very successful. My job's pretty easy, I mean, as far as making sure to coordinate it all, but their job's, every bit of it's done by volunteerism.
And Care and Share begins fundraising for the 2012 campaign today. The organization will raffle off a 2011 Chevy Camaro with 100% of the proceeds going to help needy families in Grant County. Tickets are available at the UAW Union Hall on North Bradner Avenue. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and turning much colder with a low of 27. Friday, sunny and colder with a high of 37. Friday night, mostly clear and cold with a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 43. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder in the City. If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such as plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over a loss.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Hope you guys like the Golden Globe nomination preview show. All right. Before we get to our guests, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana. They are growing and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC. Of course, that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week and are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, Give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at Freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you can't remember that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Again, I want to thank over 15,000 of you that went to the site last month, and we're on a pace to beat that this month. So keep it up. My latest article is up. Do you have food stamp envy? Good question. All right. Now, at this time, we're always joined by co-host Tom Marquis. Say hi.
Good afternoon. Friday's on the way.
And also, Abdul. And Abdul, we have decided, and we mean being me, have decided you are a big enough figure on this show, you just get one name.
You got to get a better signal or a better show. but I appreciate it nonetheless, my friend. Good to be here.
Well, and we're going to talk a little bit of Indiana politics, but you guys have been in radio probably longer than I have. And, I had this great idea when MTV emailed me today to talk with one of their editors about the Golden Globes nomination. And it's kind of like eating Chinese food. You think it's a good idea at first, then afterwards not so much. I think that's what I'm left with here.
but the question is, are you still hungry?
Very much so.
that would be about right, so.
You know, the Golden Globes, and, we went through a lot of the nominations. It's a bunch of movies I've never seen, don't care to see. You know, no Hangover 2 or Harry Potter. I was a little disappointed. Although Modern Family did get a couple nominations.
Actually, Modern Family is, believe it or not, it's actually a really good show that's very well done.
Oh, I love it. Ed O'Neill, I had a chance to meet him when they filmed the movie Blue Chips in Frankfurt. Back at the time, he was known for Al Bundy. And, yeah, I love Modern Family, but that's about it when it comes to the nominations.
No, not a problem. Like I said, it's a great show. I'm more of a Big Bang Theory big guy lately. So
I've seen that a couple times. Other TV shows I watch, The Middle. I love The Middle with Patricia Heaton. That's a pretty good show, too.
All right, seems like we're regular Siskel and Ebert, so.
Well, it's just another show making fun of Indiana, trust me.
No problem.
All right, we have Abdul with us. We're here to talk Indiana politics. Big news today, the governor comes out and officially endorses Right to Work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. The governor basically been signaling for a while that he was going to do this. Because first of all, he never said no. That this is a bad idea. We're not gonna do this in the state of Indiana. So that's the equation. Number two, the other thing that we saw signaling the governor coming was the IDEC, Indiana, the sort of economic development arm, coming out and voting for once again to support right to work legislation. Now, you don't do this unless the governor signs off on it. And so finally, this afternoon, at about, I want to say about 2:30 or so, the governor's office sent out a news release or media advisory basically saying after, years of study and reflection, it's come time for Indiana to join the other two states that have 22 states that have right to work. I say listen to, with respect to advocates of compulsory union dues, looking at their arguments, but saying those arguments don't hold up. Saying right to work states have better rates of worker safety. He also went on to say how the right to unionize is unaffected by right to work. And he said, in other circumstances, this may not be necessary, but with the national economy what it is, Indiana needs to do everything possible that it can in order to attract jobs to the state. So, and the governor's got a big policy announcement tomorrow about noon or so, in downtown Indianapolis, sort of outlining his agenda for session. And so it doesn't surprise me in the least that they sort of jumped the gun today to start the debate about right to work.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, what? We've talked about right to work and we've talked it to death. I mean, I really feel good about it. I like it. I think it's a It's probably one of the not one of the biggest bills that Indiana's ever passed or put into law, but it's certainly up there. And I'm excited that the state of Indiana is finally recognizing the fact that we need to have this passed. I realize it's not a popular thing with the Democrats, but one of the things I want to talk with you about, even though I know that it's predominantly right now here in Indianapolis, I'm sure other cities in the state are looking at this, you know, Fort Wayne and Evansville, possibly, but you would think that Fort Wayne definitely would take a look at what Indianapolis is doing with mass transit, and Greg Ballard is really opening those doors. I really applaud him for that because I think it's going to do a lot for jobs, economy, and the infrastructure of Indianapolis. So what are your thoughts on mass transit in a market like Indianapolis?
I've always been, first of all, someone who grew up in Chicago, you know, mass transit, you know, the bus, the subway, you know, was sort of no big deal. But then again, Chicago has a metropolitan area of about 7-8 million people, so you've got that density to support mass transit. I was always skeptical about whether mass transit could really fly here in the central Indiana area because its people are so spread out, number one, and number two, Hoosiers really like their automobiles. And it's not so much the car as it is the freedom of mobility that comes along with the automobile as well. So the fact that we're at a point now where we're actually, you know, maybe taking this to the legislature to get a vote on it, I think is a pretty interesting thing. And the way the proponents, I think the strongest argument that proponents have over when it comes to the mass transit issue is here in Indianapolis, you gentlemen have all driven down, you know, around here before, you know, especially you, Tom, and you, Gary. The 465 between I-74 and I-70, US 31, Carmel to Westfield, and the little mini, what I call the mini hillside strangler, I-69 and 465, those three road projects to do the road work and expand the lanes, $1.5 billion. A mass transit system here, Hamilton-Marion County, $1.3 billion. So it's actually cheaper to have the trains and the buses than to do the roads. And one of the interesting arguments that always comes up in a mass transit debate is, you know, I don't use a train, why should I pay for it? You're absolutely right. But you know what? I don't use I-69 up there near Marion, but I got to pay for that. So there you go.
Well, now, if I followed Twitter correctly this morning, there was a press conference or some kind of meeting with the legislative leaders this morning?
Bingham McHale, one of the large law firms in town, has a legislative conference about this time of year. And basically, different panels, Democrats, Republicans, House members, Senate members, were basically everybody gets together, just sort of talks about what they think of the big issues, you know, of session are going to be. So that's what that was this morning.
Well, and here's my thoughts, Abdul, because I tend to be less government. I want government to stay out of my life, and I want as less taxes as possible. And when I look right now at the Republicans, especially the state Senate leader, Brian Bosma and Luke Kinley, it seems to me, and maybe this is my perception, but hey, perception is reality sometimes, that I have Republicans wanting to tax me more via the online tax. I have Republicans want to jump in my life even more with, let's say, a statewide smoking ban, even though I don't smoke. How is the party of less government, you know, how do they qualify this, and how do they say we're the party of less government and taxes when they're the ones right now that want to shove government down my throat and tax me more?
Well, you know, the argument that you would make on, well, we're going to start with a question you did, subtopic did include the mass transit discussion. To pay for mass transit here in the central Indiana area would cause, they say with, you know, the local option income tax that everybody pays in the county that you're in, it would be a 0.03% increase, which is $50 a year for every $10,000 you make. So in other words, it's my monthly cigar budget is is what it boils down to. But the way mass transit would work is it would be done by referendum. So, and it's a method that we have already with schools and construction operating costs. Since we now have property tax caps, the only way you can get around the tax caps in your budget is through a referendum. So the logic is that if this is something the people will want, then they can vote on whether they want to pay for it. Now there's a debate over, you know, how that referendum should take place. With respect to the online sales tax, I can take a little bit of a different approach. I mean, you know, should the bricks and mortar business, you know, here in Indianapolis or points between, you know, should they be put at a disadvantage for having to collect a sales tax, you know, versus, you know, online shopping.com. Now, the flip side of that is what the online people say is, well, yeah, but we have to pay shipping costs, and when you go to the bookstore and buy a book, you get it right there, you know, delivered to you in your hand. You don't have to wait. So that sales tax is part of the, sort of the inconvenience. So there's a logical argument on both sides to do this. And actually, I spoke to Indiana gubernatorial candidate Jim Wallace for an end-of-the-year interview that'll be up in the next couple of days at indypolitics.org. And he argues, you know, he looks for that middle ground between an online sales tax and how to balance that with what's happening in your brick-and-mortar type places.
Yeah, we had him on late last week, I believe.
So, yeah, and like I said, the thing is, you know, unfortunately, you know, government's got to be paid for. And the thing, by the way, the thing about the speaker and the smoking ban, this is going to sound really odd, but the speaker was taken out of context, because when I saw his comments, I was kind of like, whoa, that doesn't sound like the Brian Bosma conversations that he and I have had, you know, over the past couple of years regarding the smoking ban. So I called his staff, and in a nutshell, the speaker said, and I want to make sure everybody understands this, is that there are some members, you know, in the legislature who think this is an important issue, and if local governments don't address it, you know, then they believe the legislature may have to take that up with their other issues that are out there, i.e. right to work, which we've talked about before. So, you know, well, because I got a bunch of phone calls with people saying the speaker wants to fast-track this. Like, no, that's not his position.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I just want to shift gears, because I think it's such huge news, and not a lot of people are talking about it. I think you talked about it a little bit on your side, Abdul, and that's the indictment of IURC, former IURC chairman David Hardy. I mean, I think that's pretty huge news, and I think that's just a sign of what's to come. Do you think that he was a fall guy, or do you think there's a lot more to this story than what's being told to the general public?
I don't think necessarily there's more than what's being told to the general public. I mean, when it was found out that the IURC chairman was having inappropriate conversations with folks over at Duke Energy, immediately he was fired from his job by the governor. So the Daniels people, you know, they cut bait early on and right away. Like I said, I'm not sure, you know, how much more that people, you know, can get out of it. I mean, the thing is, you know, when people break the law and engage in inappropriate behavior, you know, they should be called out on the carpet. And so that's what's happening. And I think, you know, no, this is a lawyer in me talking, but the system will work.
All right, Abdul, let's move away from Indiana politics a little bit, move to presidential politics. A lot of the polls now, at least some that came out today, show that maybe Newt's support is waning a little bit, especially in Iowa, New Hampshire. We really haven't seen polls coming out from South Carolina or Florida yet that reflect that. We had a Republican presidential candidate, Buddy Romer, on the show yesterday. And I think he joins the long chorus of establishment Republicans when he called Newt Gingrich a political pig feeding at the trough of political money. Are we starting to see the political decline of Newt Gingrich? What should we expect here in the next couple of weeks as the Iowa caucuses get ready to take place?
Here's what I'm seeing is that Newt Gingrich is a good primary candidate. However, I don't necessarily think that'll translate into Gingrich, the general election candidate. And I think that's what a lot of establishment Republicans are worried about right now. I think what they're worried about is that Gingrich will, you know, do very well in the primary because there's sort of that anti-Romney sentiment out there. But when it comes to, you know, going up against the president in 2012 next year, he's going to lose and, you know, kind of get his clock clean. I've been looking at, you know, right now in the South Carolina at pollster.com, you know, it's Gingrich 41% overall, Romney 19%. So, of course, but Gingrich is also a Southerner. So he can, you know, like I said, kind of get, you know, do well in that region of the country that he's from. However, as I pull up the data here for a Gingrich versus Obama matchup, you know, right now, at least according to the good folks over at pollster.com, it's Obama 48, you know, Gingrich 41. So there you are. I mean, you can win in a primary, okay, fine, but primaries don't make you president. Winning general elections gets you president. And the former speaker may have just a little bit too much baggage, you know, to win a general election.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I guess the biggest question that I would have would be over Ron Paul. What are your thoughts about Ron Paul? Now they're saying he has a good shot of winning Iowa.
But also so did Mike Huckabee. And Pat Robertson won Iowa in 1988. So, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. And by the way, I just put up pollster.com. Where it was, you know, Obama 47, Newt Gingrich 41, with at pollster, it's Obama 45, Romney 43. So, you know, that feeds into my theory that Mitt Romney is a much better general election candidate, but Newt Gingrich, you know, is probably a better primary candidate.
Well, we have to wrap things up here, Abdul, but real quick, we have Romney beating the hell out of Gingrich beating the hell out of Romney. Could this open the door, kind of like we saw with the Democrats in 2004, for a third person, a Ron Paul, a John Huntsman, someone to walk through these two beating the crap out of each other?
And that is the danger of a really contested muddy primary, is you beat the hell out of each other so much that you just made, you know, Barack Obama's job that much easier, because every time one of these guys goes on the attack, you know, here's what blah, blah, blah is saying about a fellow Republican. You know, it's, you know, it'll be interesting. Let's put it that way.
All right, Abdul, we have to let you go real quick. And just for the record, and maybe you've interviewed these guys before, but if you ever get a chance to get Jesse Ventura and Buddy Romer within a week, take it. It's great for entertainment value.
Hey, I loved him in Predator, so you got to love it.
All right, Abdul, where can people find your work?
You can always find it at indiepolitics.org. And by the way, we're just a couple weeks away from revamp and relaunch of our website. We've got an iTunes component. You can download our interviews in your iTunes. We're building an app. And if you really care about what's going to be happening at the State House come January and the May primary and the upcoming election in Indiana, you definitely want to stick around with indiepolitics.org.
Thanks a lot, Abdul. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, you guys too. Take care.
You've been listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
You haven't been through the Walkway of Lights yet? The Marion Bus Service has a great idea for you. Wednesday, December 14th, Tuesday, December 20th, and Thursday, December 22nd, you can ride the Marion City Bus from 6 till 10 p.m. and view the Walkway of Lights. And on Thursday the 22nd, they'll have entertainment when you board the bus at the Bus Barn in downtown Marion. Happy holidays to all from the Marion City Bus Department, again offering free rides in the month of December.
Are you sure there's room for that?
I'll make it fit.
Before you reach the point when a bike is all that can fit in your two-car garage, call the WVAT Swap Shop Program. We'll field your call shortly after 9 a.m. each weekday. Plus, we'll place your items on our website. Soon you'll have more room and more cash.
Nice. No more scraping.
Now you'll have more time to shovel the driveway.
If you tell it, we can sell it. Sell, buy, trade, or give away items on the swap shop weekday mornings on 1400 WBAT.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know is I want to win pride. I've got my dream.
Delbert McClinton. Kind of like that song. I guess you would already know that, or I wouldn't be playing it as bumper music. All right. Want to thank our guests that hour. For better or worse, Breanne Heldman from MTV, talking Golden Globes Awards. And as I said before to Abdul, it was one of those things that kind of like eating Chinese food. It sounded good when presented itself, but maybe not the best after it's done. All right, Rich and I want to thank him so far. Coming up, Dave, the Gun Guy Fillers, taking your questions next hour. 765-662-1400. Best question gets a $100 gift card to 21st Century Firearms. And we'll take any question you have. As a matter of fact, I got one today. Maybe Dave can ponder this as we get ready to head to break. What is the zombie apocalypse? And how does it affect me? That's a question to consider. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Your source for CBS News and The Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
CBS News.